This is the great night of Sha'ban, and in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His grace, with His blessings, with His special rahmah, mercy, He has seated down a few of His servants in His home, and He has given the tawfiq for His dhikr to be performed. This is Allah ta'ala's azeem gift, treasure that He has given. And there's wahid, one reason for this that I can see, that some wali of Allah, it's due to his barakah that we are assembled here. In the dunya, the friends of Allah, they do depart, but their barakat are ongoing. Ongoing. Not just in that region where they were present, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads to the corners of the world their fuyuzat, their blessings. From which this, alhamdulillah, tonight, this ijtama, our sitting down here, all of this is the phase of my Hazrat Sahib. The objective of sitting, I always mention to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the path with the tufail of those pious elders. May Allah ta'ala until Qiyamah keep us steadfast on this path. Because after 1 week, this majlis that we come together and assemble in, it's after a week. And after a week, during a week, the nafs and shaitan attack a person very much so. Rather, in a few hours, in a few minutes, shaitan makes a person deviate. So it's lazim that we sit, and after sitting, we, regards to that path that Allah Ta'ala has given us, the blessings to embark on, that path to get to the destination, to get to the manzil, we revise and repeat those asbaq and remind each other. And where we see that there's something lacking or we are delaying, then we should rectify that and we should do our islah. So this is the maqsad, objective of us sitting here. And such majlis, gatherings should not be wasted, rather we should sit. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a reminder in the majalis, in the gatherings. Allah ta'ala is assisting, helping and giving His karam. Inna Allah ma'al muhsineen, Allah ta'ala said. Such an individual who wants to follow my path and he wants to be safe from shaitan and nafs, then I help them, I assist them, Allah says. And obviously we sat down physically. And this is not even this moment in time, I'm not in that position or state that I can speak in front of you. But Allah Ta'ala seated us and Allah has given the tawfiq to speak, and Allah is the one who enables that speech. And our wounds, the cure is given to our wounds. So I have this request that at least this majlis, don't waste it, this gathering of this week. Because life is passing with speed, we can see. There are, you can say, new things upon new things, and a big new dawn is about to come upon us. A very big, you could say, generation. And only that thing a person can take forward with regards to what has he done physically, practically, and then we will realize that what have I done? Yes, if we're forced to, we can't do something, there's illness, Allah Ta'ala knows. But on small points, small excuses to waste this opportunity not to sit down, then that means that shaitan and nafs have overwhelmed us, overcome us. Then what's left for us? What's left for us? Then we start to follow our own desires. We shouldn't follow our own desires, opinions. Rather, whose desire should we follow? Allah Ta'ala's desire. Allah's choice. That's what we should follow. Allah's choice. Remember, that's it. Now remember, dhikr, Allah's remembrance, this is the statement of the pious predecessors. Why do we give so much importance to dhikr? Why do we sit down? Why did the pious predecessors, our pious elders, why did this make this a platform of the deen, the pivot of the deen, the leader of the deen? Because from the hadith and Quran, they have taken the summary, the theme, the meaning of this importance. That dhikr, Allah's remembrance, this is totally, wholly the ruh of the deen. Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah is the ruh of the deen, the spirit of the... Now we are repeating our sabak, our lesson. Remember this. Dhikr If the dhikr is present, then the deen is established. If dhikr goes, then your deen goes. Just like the whole body, if you take the body of the human being, the ears, the eyes, they're functioning, the eyes are looking, the mouth is eating, and the stomach's digesting, everything, enjoyment, functioning. Yes, that's nothing. That's nothing. All of this is linked to one organ. And what is that organ? The ruh, the soul. It's all the game of the ruh, the soul. For a while, if you take the ruh, if Allah Ta'ala takes your ruh, Allah Ta'ala takes the ruh out in the night, can you do anything? Do you eat? Do you do anything at that time in the night? Are you able to do anything? You're gone. You're gone for a little while. Yes, the ruh goes to the heavens for wandering around. So when permanently the ruh will be extracted, then that's it, end of story. So this is all the game of the ruh, the soul. Weak body, beautiful body, handsome body, all of these ma'amulat and walking, wandering around, it's all the ruh. The ruh goes, everything goes. So what's the ruh of the deen? The soul of the deen is dhikrullah. Dhikr gone, then all your amal are gone, your salah are gone, Quran gone, Ramadan gone, everything. Everything is like a person when he's laid down, died, he's still, you see that. And he's got eyes, he's got everything, but he's useless. Same way all the amal that we perform, the amal are there. The amal are there, but they have no ruh within them, no spirit within them. The ruh of the amal, it is established by the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Dhikr is the ruh of the deen, the success of the deen, the success of the hereafter. All amal's acceptance is based on the ruh. Dependent on the ruh. All the amal's acceptance is based on Allah's dhikr, Allah's remembrance. And this is the reason in the hadith and the Quran is announced, the biggest enemy of the dhikr is shaitan. Shaitan is the biggest enemy of, where there's dhikr, there's no shaitan. Remember this. Remember this. Where there's dhikr, there's no shaitan. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, in Fazail Amal, it's recorded, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah has recorded that Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, he was present, it was his generation, and in the bazaar, marketplace, he saw shaitan naked in the marketplace, naked, in the form of a human being. The friends of Allah, they sometimes see these things, and he said, are you not ashamed of yourself? You are rude and you're wandering around naked. He said, rich people. He said, look in the marketplace, can't you see people? He started laughing, shaitan. He said, these are people. You think these are insan? You call these people insan? Yes, this is the dialogue between Junaid Baghdadi and Rahmatullah and shaitan. He said, if you want to see insan, then go to this masjid. Those people are sitting in the morning time. Go and see those people. They're human beings. Those people who have made me, they've finished me off, said shaitan. They've melted me. He said, huh? Shaitan is saying this, Junaid Sabramda. He went and he traveled, he went to the masjid. And what was the amal those people were saying, that due to which shaitan was complaining, that they've destroyed me, they've finished me off? Those are the people who are human beings, said shaitan. This is the event. Is this not recorded? Are these stories? Tales? Folk tales? Just listen, end of story. Allahu Akbar. Such an ajeeb, unique event. So he went, and Hazrat Junaid Sahab Rahmatullah, he went, great wali Allah of that time. What did he see those people doing? He saw there's a jama'ah, congregation. After salah was finished, they sat in maraqabah, dhikr. Dhikr. So with his eyes, he saw rahmah descending. Allah's fadl, he saw that Allah has so much rahmah, the whole world's rahmah was coming upon them. Those who are the dhakireen, doing dhikrullah, performing Allah's remembrance. So this, our laziness, negligence, we don't do dhikr, we run away from dhikr, we're lazy, we're far from dhikr, we have complaints and doubts. All of this is the game of who? Remember this point. Alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, be grateful to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, with the tufail of Hazrat Sahib, that Allah has taken us out of this conundrum. All shakuk and doubts, Allah Ta'ala has eliminated all of those negative feelings. Allah dhikr, Allah has made us so solid that there's nothing else that can compare. Nothing. So this is the benefit of sitting with the friends of Allah. This is the benefit. Doesn't matter how much this generation changes and tosses and turns and people go away from dhikr, but the dhakir continues to do dhikr. He knows nothing else. Storm comes, rain comes. What hisab is going on around him? What's going on around him? He doesn't know anything different. That's it. He does not want to be independent of the remembrance of his Lord. He is a diwana. in the remembrance of his yar. Allah's thought is in his heart always. He's always got that attachment with the thought of his Rabb. He has no thought about himself, what I'm going to eat, etc. I have no other thoughts, no regard, no care. Just one action. What is that dun? That my Mahbub, I need to attain his nearness. I need to find my Rabb. That's a one objective. One dun, one objective that he's embarked on. Just traveling the diwana, morning and evening. They're working on that path of Allah and they want nothing else. No politics, no here or there, and fighting and quarreling. Just alhamdulillah, one action. Just like the true ashik lover. When a lover to attain the mahbub, he doesn't know. He said night, day. He says, I can just see my mahbub, that's it. I can't see nothing else. I can just see that. Because when a person has ishq, in the young age, people get ishq and love. And it starts, this is when a person really understands that ishq of Allah. Allah shows the taste in the dunya first. Yeah, it's not necessary that, for example, girls who are not jais and halal. I'm talking about with the wife, which is halal, lawful, jais. A person gets ishq through the marriage. So when that person who gets the haqiqi, true ishq love of Allah, can you imagine that, what that is? So everything is with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dhikr is the success basis. I'll give an example to you so you understand. And I'd like to summarize this point. And so we've understood now how much importance there is of dhikrullah. That all the amal we do will go to the akhirah. Acceptance will be based on what? Dependent on what? Via the means of dhikr. Allah has said, pray salah, do dhikr. Read Quran, do dhikr. Do hajj, do dhikr. Whatever action, afdal, with every amal, dhikr is lazim, essential, attached. Now these points I'm saying, why is he saying? Because he does dhikr himself, they're saying. That I do dhikr myself because dhikr is an action that must be done. And why do I keep saying and repeating? Not for somebody to be tricked. Not for somebody to come. Not for somebody to make them, trap them. Because my Hazra Sahib said, and this is justice, that when you realize the sweetness of mitai sweet, then why don't you feed that to other people? Yes, Allah will ask you tomorrow. That I gave you this taste and enjoyment in front of you, the reality was shown, then why did you not share that to the people, with the people? This is the reason. Whether somebody understands or not, I have to mention what I know, that's explain what is the dhikr of Allah. I know it's a fantastic action. Yes? So don't disregard this. So that person who makes us lazy, who detaches from the dhikr of Allah, is shaitan, and he loves making a person lazy in terms of dhikr. So look how dhikr, how it works and gives success. What does the Quran say? First I'll give the example so it'll be easy for you to understand. Know this dunya that we are living in, this world that we're living in, understand the reality of this world. Understand it. If you don't have your own home, you get a house on rent. Example I'm giving to you. It's not your own place. It's not your car. Somebody's given you a car. Use my car. It's not your watch. Somebody's given you the watch to use. This is not your home. Somebody said, here, take this house, live in there. Now, you can 8 years, 10 years, you could live there, but it's not your home, is it? It's his house, isn't it? How will you live there permanently? 20 years, even if you live there, you won't be easy, feeling comfortable. I'm telling you personally. Personally, example, 20 years even if you live there, and he won't say to you that leave the home, but in your heart this feeling will be there. This is not mine though, is it? You'll have to give that. If he asks for it back, you'll have to give it, isn't it? Yes. Now if we compare to that, if you have your own home, you purchase it, it's smaller than that, there's two rooms in it, how will you live there? You'll be satisfied, content and happy, and you'll say, this is my home, it's my home. And but otherwise, on the other side, and you'll always think in your heart, shall I correct this wall, the ceiling, or let's do an extension. But when you're living in the house as a tenant, oh, we're going to pass some time here. It's temporary. Is this not the difference? Contrast. Look at the feelings, the contrast. One is your own personal house. Always you'll be attached to it, happy, connected to it. And the house that you're as a tenant, you won't care about it. If it breaks, oh, it's okay. Oh, the landlord will correct it. I've got no interest in that. Totally same way with regards to the dunya, Allah has said this as well. Allah says in the Quran, now this is Quran brothers, we read it. We read this Quran, but if you take this verse and for example, if we look at this verse, one verse, if a person understands, then he becomes totally on the deen if he understands this verse. And by understanding this verse, he's deendar. And if he does amal, then he becomes kutab al-aktab, arif billah. It's a minor, a short verse, you could say. Ma'indakum yanfadu. Wa ma'indallahi baq. This is the verse, isn't it? Surah Naml, I think. So we open the Quran, tafsirs, commentaries, and I want to do amal and read his tafsir of my brothers. If the niyyah is correct of a person, then ihdina sirat al mustaqim is enough as a verse for a person. One verse. But we say, no, I want to read, and we press other people, tell them, I know this, I've got ilm, I've read this tafsir, I've studied this tafsir and commentary, and we're sharing our knowledge with people. Which tafsir shall I read? What tafsir have you read, etc.? And if everybody wants hidayah, guidance, and you can only get hidayah from Quran. Remember this, where do you get hidayah from? Quran. Never, for example, you sit in front of the Quran, you say, Quran, please give me hidayah, guidance. One verse will make you a human being from the Quran. One verse will make you the human being. If you say, I want knowledge, ilm, I want to do debates, I want to compete with people, I want to explain to people, not to yourself, you want to explain to other people, I want to speak up to other people about Quran, this tafsir, that tafsir, commentary, all lifelong, you can keep on studying tafsirs. But zero beyond zero, you will not attain anything. Anything. One verse I've recited in front of you. And that's why I give you the reference. So we know all about this, that what is the maqam of if I spoke or somebody else spoke. They said, what is this? But Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah mentioned, and he said a unique statement about this verse. First example, remember what I've said to you. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Ma'indakum yanfadu. That whatever you got in the dunya, it's not yours. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Have I unraveled that? Open up the secret. Now we, the Quran is ours and we belong to the Quran. Say Subhanallah. Yes? The Quran, what is it saying to me? O servant, O son of the human being, this dunya is not yours. This home is not yours. This car, is it yours? Your wife, how come, is she yours forever? Your children, are they yours? This bed, is it yours? How comes it's yours? Because Allah Ta'ala said, whatever you've got, ma yanfadu, it's not yours. It's not yours, there's no value. What is it? Allah Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said that he said that all of the deficiencies in the world, put them on one side together, collate them. You understand defects? All of the defects of the world, collate them, put them to one side. But the biggest defect of the dunya is this, that we should understand that the dunya is not ours. It's not for us. Ma'indakum. Says it clearly in the Quran. Who's saying this? Not Mawlana Sahib. Not some scholar. Not Mufti Sahib. Not Shaykhul. Who is saying this? Our Rabb, our Lord is telling us this. Subhanallah. So you can't say, oh, Mufti Sahib said this, make excuses and reject and play games and tricks. Mawlana Sahib said this, isn't it? We try to save ourselves from their words. But Allah Ta'ala's statements, who can save himself and deny and avoid? Allah Ta'ala says, this is not your house. How can you say it's your home? No. I took a mortgage out and I've done this. It's mine. My name is on the registration document. And who can touch my house? Allah says, okay. Fine. If this is the case, then until today the people have departed. Has any person taken one atom of the dunya with him? Has anybody said that with his coffin put his watch as well inside? And his house, his papers, documents there, so that nobody will ask, where's his papers? Rather the Quran says the flip side. Subhanallah. What a statement the Quran is giving to us. The Quran is saying the flip side. Rather, whatever you say is mine, mine, mine. In reality, people have looted that after your death. Your breath hasn't even gone, your last breath. They take the watch off your wrist. Your kurta, your kameez. You're saying it's my kameez. First, they will take that kameez off your body. Allahu Akbar. Allah is announcing in the Quran, O servant, understand reality is nothing when you pass away. There's nothing. Nothing is yours that you consider is yours. Why has this been said? The example of mine, do you remember it? So what do we become?
What do you come, that home that I'm living in, that's a house on rent. The house I say is mine, it's not mine. Because who's the real Malik? Rabbi Kareem, he says, whenever I want, I can take it away from you. Yes, that for a few days, some time I've given it to you. So our objective is the difference. Why is the Quran said this? Subhanallah. So now see the difference. Shaitan and nafs, how they've made us live in this world permanently, and how has the Rabb given us the permission? What's the condition that we've made of ourselves in the world? That what is not even ours is ours. Allahu Akbar. Whatever isn't ours, that also is ours. Yes, or you say that this is my car. No, no, no. How comes it's yours? Yes, so those whose it isn't, it's theirs. Allah says, what is yours, it's in reality not yours. What a difference how to live that life. All of the current dispute of the life, the courts, divorces, arguments, quarrels, mal, and fighting, beating, all of this is due to one thing. We haven't read the Quran, we haven't understood the Quran. If in our hearts there was awareness that this is not mine, there'd be no quarrel in the world, no dispute in the world, say Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all our ma'amalat, our condition, our situation of the deen, we can see is destroyed in the world. Why? Allah Ta'ala says, that individual who considers that this house is mine, the shop is mine, this business is mine, that's not his at all. Allah says, I have no connection with that. What he says is his. Doesn't matter how much prayer or hajj, his deen is not complete. That those things that I've given to you and you consider that's yours, say Subhanallah. Is this not the case? So tell me, where's our deen, my friends? We are without deen then, without iman. We consider Allah's things as our own. Such a thing that we have no position to possess it or say it's ours permanently. Allah time and time again is reminding us that when a person departs from this world, his hal is such that he has nothing to his name. Nothing that he owns. I gave him kingdoms, sultanates and palaces and mansions, but they're not his. Allahu Akbar. So what does this mean? This means that here you should have lived in the world just like a tenant in a house who lives as a tenant. In other words, everything, whatever of yours is present in the world, you should be disconnected from that. Oh, I have no link with that, just like you're a tenant in the house and you had no permanent connection with the home. But you had such a passion and desire that home, for example, when you buy a house and after that you are immersed in the home, let me correct this and correct that and improve this. That's how you have decorated the world around you now. After one, another house, a third house, you're living here, and your house is in India, you're constructing, in Gujarat, in Pakistan, in Karachi, in Islamabad. Yani, what is this passion of yours that's increased in this dunya? Subhanallah. Look at the opposite our life is to the reality. How much we look at the direction of our life is wrong. So should we live like this? So that insan who lives like this in reality, he's living the life of negativity, extreme negativity. He needs to correct himself. He's not the right human being. The Quran is telling us this. Allah Ta'ala says this, no, وَعِنْدَكُمْ لَيَنْفَدُوا وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Allah says everything belongs to Allah, and that will come afterwards. So is the whole deen coming today or not to us? Is it not coming, my brothers? This is Quran, isn't it? Is that they're coming or not? Are you understanding what I'm saying? That as long as this feeling is within us, that the dunya we consider as ours, business is mine, the house is mine. What does this mean? That consider that this is mine, to be stuck in these ways, to be stuck in the fikr and concern of these things, and be wandering around in these issues of the world. Then Allah says, me and you, we have no link together. No link. Your salah is something different, your sujood is something else, your tilawat is something else. In reality, you are not doing this for your Rabb. The person who is doing for his Rabb, the first feeling he'll have is that I have no connection with this dunya. Everything I do is for who? For Allah Ta'ala. So will that person waste his time in the world, tell me? So, such a big illness we have, we're patients of this illness, then how can we be successful with regards to the hereafter? This is all a lie. This is all a lie. The Quran is telling us the reality. That if you want to be the right Muslim, you want to be successful, the Quran says, Allah says, I will tell you. to be corrected, first and foremost, what do we need to do? Allah says that the human being needs to consider himself as the patient, ill. If a madman says, I'm not mad, will he take the medicine? Yes, you have to give him by force. Because the madman, the crazy man, never says, oh, he says, no, I'm fine. Don't say I'm crazy, you're crazy, he says, the madman, the crazy man. Yes, that for example, if I'm dancing around, I'll say, no, I'm fine, I'm walking around naked. You're the people who are mad with the clothes, wearing clothes. So will he get cured? So what should we do? Same way we are in that position. One person, he says, no. Is it one or two people like this? No, 99.9% of the people in this dunya, in this situation, say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, so make a habit to learn the truth and reality. Oh, just swaying around, wah, he's jannati, he's getting paradise, I've done this, I've done the right thing, I've done, got the rewards. My brothers, there's a tariqah for every action and method of everything. And that's why it's stated, فَسْأَلُوا أَهَلُ الذِّكَرِ. The Quran says, if you don't know, then go and ask the أَهَلُ الذِّكَرِ, the points. Allahu Akbar. Go and ask the أَهَلُ الذِّكَرِ, the reality. There's a unique point arising in this verse. Tarjuma, the commentary, they give this, it's stated there, go and ask the people of ilm. And this ajah says that the name of dhikr has been mentioned. They say, Subhanallah. What name has come here? Ahlul dhikr. And ahl. Those alims who do tazkiyah with dhikr, go and ask those people the masail. Ask the alim. But there are two types of alim. One is the alim who is just, he's got ilm, empty, hollow, starts to give fatwa. One is the alim, attains ilm, knowledge after the khashiyat, creates khashiyat. This is in the Quran, when khashiyat comes into you, then he becomes the true scholar. The true scholar. Is this not the verse of the Quran? Innamal ibadun. What's that verse? Innama yakhsha Allah. Allah says in the Quran. Min ibadi ulama. The alim is he inside whom there's khashiyat. Not alim, he studied from here, graduated from here, he's got this knowledge. That's our words, our discussion. The Quran says he's not an alim. There's another example in Surah Jumu'ah. The alim are two types of scholar. One is the alim who becomes an alim from kitab. Yes, you can put many books on top of the donkey. Read that verse of Surah Jumu'ah. If you put the kitabs on the donkey's back, would the donkey become an alim? Has he? No, so that's one. So it's stated that the kitab does not make the alim. Alim, the scholar, is made alongside that. Ilm is a great thing indeed. Of course, ilm is a great thing indeed. Obviously, he becomes the deputy of the Prophet. The highest maqam, daraja, status in the akhirah. Remember this point. The highest status in the akhirah will be whose? After the anbiya, the ulama haq, the true scholars. Those people who lifelong, qala Rasulullah, they didn't just say it, rather they were immersed every single second of their life. They immersed upon qala Rasulullah. But what alims are these? Not the books, not the people of the books. After the kitabs, they continued their journey to the destination. Yes, they read this verse. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, they said this, I'm not saying this. From his reference, my Hazrat always would present the statement, the reference of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, he was an ashik, because he was his ustad, his teacher. So my brothers, I am the person who has learned something in the dust of their footsteps, and that's why I'm presenting to you. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah said, the alim is he inside whom you find attain, you find khashiyat. And khashiyat, where will that come from? From which shop? From which place? Khashiyat is attained from the Naqshbandi shop, Qadariya shop, from the Chishtiya shop. The name of that shop is the Khanqai Naqshbandiya. That's the shop. Enter into that shop. Enter into that shop. Enter yourself. Attain after attaining ilm. Run to the Khanqa. Yafafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah. Run to the khanqas after attaining ilm. Not just I've got ilm, knowledge. Run to the mosque, run, hey, I want to become this and graduate. You'll be deviated because you're doing the action against Quran and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, for this reason, destruction today we see in the world. Am I wrong or am I right? Tell me, my brothers. This is the Quran that's telling us. So khashiyat, whoever attains khashiyat, a person becomes an alim with this. And khashiyat, where do you get that from? All life long you need to spend to do tazkiyah. Defined as tazkiyah. And for that you have to become fakir. Give up. Humble yourself. Lower yourself. give up takabbur and everything rub into the dust. Yes, you have to rub into the dust. Everything that is extracted, all of the negativities, he's this, I'm this, and I've studied this, and this and that, I've got knowledge, everything finished. Khashiyat. All of these things, when they're annihilated, takabbur, riya, showing off, and bayans and debates and passion and speaking and munazara and debates, when all of this is annihilated, suddenly the noor comes into the person, that's khashiyat lillah. Subhanallah. Khawfi khuda, fear of Allah, so strong comes into the person that when he opens Bukhari Sharif and starts to teach it, ask that alim, subhanallah, that scholar, ask him who waqi definitely teaches Bukhari, and ask the students who are learning about their hal when he's teaching them Bukhari, the true scholar. Yes, I'm talking about the elder generations now, madaris, the institutes, these people who taught Bukhari, hadith kitabs, the true teachers, in the candle light, the oil lamps, the oil would finish, the lamp would run out, it would be darkness, but subhanAllah, the teachers teaching and the listeners are listening. Lazzat, taste, the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, discussion about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi is being discussed, does a man feel like leaving there and getting up? That khashiyat, desire, deep-rooted passion, fear of Allah, so much that deep-rooted passion of Allah, fear of Allah, that sometimes the scorpions are biting, Imam Malik, I think it was, the scorpions had bitten his body had wounds, but he's teaching the hadith, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi, he didn't stop when he finished the class, then he realized, there's so many places in my body, and the Medina scorpion, you know the scorpion of Medina, he is big as the palm, Medina scorpion, not drama, it was reality. So much khashiyat that overwhelmed him. The Rasulullah's words that were coming onto his tongue, he was teaching, and he wasn't in this world. He didn't even know what was the pain at that time. Imam Malik, do you want to become an alim like this? Totally, you can become like this. Quran says, become like this. Become like this. But there's a tariqah, a method, what I'm telling you, the way to become like this. So to become a Muslim, to become a friend of Allah, wali Allah, in the hereafter to be successful, there's a tariqah method, follow that tariqah, that path. This is being told to us. Allah saying, the deen of Allah, that you are seeing, your house, you're living, it's not yours. Why do you say it's mine? Why are you saying everything in the world is yours? And then your ibadat is ajeeb, weird. So, if that person considers himself as a patient, ill, if after today we really consider ourselves as patients, yes, first you have to accept you're a patient to get the cure, that I've got a pain, I've got a malady. So if you understood, rather to explain nowadays to the patient you've got a malady is very difficult. So people give fatwas tomorrow on what I've said today. Tomorrow they'll give fatwas about what I'm saying today. Tomorrow they'll apply the fatwa. What's he talking about? Bakwas. Nonsense. He's not alim, he's not a scholar, he's got no knowledge. Tomorrow the fatwas will come. Stamps. But this is reality. Is reality. We cannot deny it. The reality is the reality. So, as long as we do not consider ourselves as patients, then how will we get the cure? So today, nobody considers himself as sick. And the person who is sick, they grab him to make him doubt. So first point, remember that if we have these feelings, this is mine, that's mine, everything's mine, 100% we have these feelings, then we are not insan, we're not true Muslims yet. That we have no connection with Allah, it's not correct. When will the connection be correct with Allah? When we consider, ma'indakum, Allah says, ma'indakum yanfadu, yanfadu wa ma'indallahi back. Allah says, not yours, I've given this to you on rent. This is your wife, you consider yourself as a tenant. If she, for example, when you haven't even died, she goes and get married again, it's lazimuna, it's hukum of sharia. Once you pass away, if you are present, then these things, why would they distribute your things? Why would there be warasat inheritance? Inheritance such, that person who had it on his name, on documents, even if he's your enemy, but if he comes into inheritance, you have to give your possessions to him from your inheritance. Nobody can stop the inheritance. Oh, he's my son, I don't like him, I won't give to him. No, you can't stop after your death. It has to be distributed, because in the warasat his name has come. So such a big point, the human being, if you dislike him, you don't like him, you hate him, but it's your beloved item he's taken from you, because it's not yours. Because who did it belong to? Allah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand deen now? True points? Am I wrong? MashaAllah. So at least I can enjoy it afterwards. Eh? SubhanAllah. that you've heard and understood. You understand this solid point? That whatever we are, whatever we are in this world, it's all a drama, no positions, titles, games, tricks. We're all sick, patients. Until we don't get this feeling in our hearts and minds, what is that? Ma'indakum yanfadu wa ma indallahi baq. Allah says, all that is with you is bound to come to an end, whereas that which is with Allah is everlasting. Now, remember the statement of Thanvi Sahib. I'll represent to you his statement again. Ajib, unique point. That the thing that dies, we die for that. The thing that will be finished, we die for that. What a beautiful statement. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib said that thing which will come to an end, we die for that. We consider ourselves as so big achievers in the world. Those things that will have a finish, they're not everlasting, we give our all for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now this whole point, how can we correct ourselves? Now Quran says, I've told you the solution how to correct ourselves. I will tell you, Allah says that. The Quran. If anybody wants to be corrected, then open the Quran. Open the Quran, because apart from the Quran, there's no solution. Everything, the solution is contained in where? The Quran. So read the Quran. Allah says, I'll tell you the tariqah, the method. That your feeling will change, your emotion will change, you'll become such a human being that you will consider yourself as a tenant in the world. Even if you're living in your own home, you'll say, no, it's not mine. It's not mine. Everything you will think is strange, disconnected from you, you'll say everything's disconnected from me. Allah says, I'll tell you the tariqah. You want to become like this? You want to become like this or not? Tell me. Then the Quran says, so Allah says in the Quran, O people of Iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha. So is the Quran not telling us? Allah says, people of Iman, do you want to be corrected? Do you want to improve your emotions and feelings? The Quran tells us clear. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, people of Iman, do the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah. In kathir, abundance in your heart. Not with your tongue, with what? Kathir can only be done with the heart, not with the tongue. Do qalbi dhikr, find an Naqshbandi shaykh and imprint the name of Allah, naqsh on your heart, say subhanAllah. Make your heart alive, your lataif, your ruh, every part of your body will start to do dhikr of Allah. Immerse yourself in Allah's path. You have to struggle, make effort. You have to sell yourself, become a student, shagird. And you have to make that connection between the student and the ustad. You have to annihilate yourself. You have to give yourself away. Somebody asked to Hazrat Sahib that I want to become Fanaful Sheikh. Listen to this point. That he was a sheikh of his time, high grade, he came to become a murid. He said, Hazrat Sahib, I want to be Fanaful Sheikh. Hazrat Sahib said, you want to be Fanaful Sheikh? Then listen. That all of this came from him, then you will have to follow the path of Siddiq. Subhanallah. Fanaful Sheikh, how do you become the Abu Bakr Siddiq? How did he achieve that? Our Naqshbandi silsila comes from there to become Fanaful Sheikh. The first step is what? And the first step to become Fanaful Sheikh, that inside you should have those feelings, that jazba, that passion, those points should be created. That everything that's yours, consider it's not yours, it's from your Sheikh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, brothers. This is the path to attain Allah's nearness. Whoever has this passion, this is not mine. This is not my mal. This is not my money. And everything is my sheikh's. How? That if my sheikh says, spend here, spend there, give to him, do this, then not one pence minus will I have in my heart. I will fill the fist and give. Sheikh says, I'll continue to give. This is not mine. This dunya is not ours. This dunya is not ours. So then how can you consider your mal as yours? Yes, so when this passion arises in the murid, then he is Fanaful Sheikh, he gets to the footstep of Fanaful Sheikh. After that, then comes the step for Naful Rasul. Brothers, these are stages, you have to make effort. These aren't story jakanoris. 40 years, 88 years in Khankas after sitting. You asked, when did you come? It felt like I just arrived today. After decades. Look how the time has passed. Why? Because when a person follows the journey in the path, well, even 1,000 years of a journey, he thinks that I only started yesterday. Why? Because it's a tasty, delightful journey. Delightful journey. The journey of love. More than it's the reality journey. And in that you don't realize the time and the pain and the difficulties and the obstacles. You don't realize. So, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah. Allah says, do my dhikr kathir. Abundance. First step is this. That me and my angels will send rahmah, mercy upon you. Allahu Akbar. Quran is saying this. We read this morning and evening. Allah's given us the path, the definition. Then further, what does Allah say? That this is the point here. This is the cure. لِيُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Subhanallah. That when you do dhikr kathir in abundance, then your cure has started. What is the cure? يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Dunya's dirt, impurities, the dhulm, the oppression, the love that you consider is yours, this will be extracted and replaced with noor, light, high. Subhanallah. So who's saying this, my brothers? Our Rabb, our Lord. This dhikr, the barakah of dhikr, I said this, deen is dhikr. Our everything is due to dhikr. And how our deen is being looked after by dhikr. Without dhikr, there's no deen. Deen cannot be in your life. If you do dhikr kathir, abundance, then what should be our niyyah? That Allah want to attain that nur, that light, Allah Ta'ala says, remove that dirt and purity of the world that will come out of your heart that you consider yours, and I'll replace it with what? Nur, light will be given to you. I'll bestow it to you. لِيُخْرِجُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. With dhulamat, Allah says, I'll extract, replace with noor. Subhanallah. Thanwi Sahib now is speaking on this here. Rahmatullah alayhi. He said that, do you know what is that noor that Allah Ta'ala will instill? Say Subhanallah. His explanation. Allahu Akbar. What is that noor, that light? What is that noor, that light that Allah Ta'ala will bring and replace with? After dhikr, the noor that will come and will arise. What is that noor? What is that light? As the Thanwi Sahib there said, that noor, is that noor? It is that nur, that light, what? That after which you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, you attain the objective of life. You become arif billah. And you get that understanding emotion, that nur, that light of Allah ta'ala's, that Allah will instill into your heart. That dunya, the dislike of the dunya will arise inside you. The dislike of the dunya, that is the nur that will come. Ajib nur. Ajib nur. What a point. Kathir dhikr, do it, do it, do it. You become nothing. You don't get kashf, karamat, miracles. After asal dhikr, what does a person become? With the niyyah, he does this. Inside him, the muhabbat of the world is eliminated, it's finished. The connection with the dunya, the love. Yes, so you are distanced from the dunya. And Hazrat Thanvi Sahib says that when you distance yourself from the dunya, that's the noor. Allah says, يُخُرِجُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَةِ إِلَى النُّورِ. That take the darkness of the world out and I replace it with the noor into your heart. The distance of the dunya, that is the noor I put into your heart. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Then further listen. When this noor, Allah says, I instill tahiyyatum yawma yawqawna salam. Now listen, Allah says. Now listen, that when this noor comes into you, yani the dunya you consider as ghayr, strange, I'm a tenant. This is not mine, not mine. When you get to this maqam, this station, then your ibadat, all of the colors come, the effects come onto your ibadat. And now you become such human being. يَلْقَوْنَهُ تَيَّتُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. That now I've prepared you for that day, يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. When me and you will meet. Aha, Subhanallah. That what is that? يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. The day, kabir, the meeting, kabir, with who? Me and you, with our Rabb. The Quran is explaining, تَحِيَّتَهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. That day when me and you will meet on the Hashr, resurrection and Qiyamah, when you will come to me, Allah says, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ. Then I will receive you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I will say to you, I'll receive you. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. Subhanallah. Because you have come with that noor that I instilled inside you due to dhikr. Due to doing dhikr, I instilled that noor into you. That noor is inside you. And with that noor, when you die, and then me and you will meet in such a way that when you'll come to me to, and I will receive you, Allah says, I'll say, Salam, Allahu Akbar. Allah will say to you and me, Assalamu alaikum. Allah will give salam to us, salam upon you. And then Allah will say, come, let me tell you, wa ma indallahi baq. What was that? Allahu Akbar, fadkhaluhum khalideen. This place I'm giving to you, these palaces. Now this is the reality, yours. No one can take it away from you. Nobody. Nobody can take this away from you. This is not a mortgage. Your registration is now being made. You lived in Madhats. You are fighting mine, my wife. I don't want to take it. My brother, my uncle. Now what I'm giving to you. This palace is yours. This wife is yours. These children are yours. This is yours. This title is yours in Khalidin Fiyah. Forever and forever this has become yours. Aha. Permanent. Permanent. Do dua. Allah Ta'ala makes us dhakir. And this is all the game of the dhikr. You understand what I'm saying? Allah Ta'ala says, only dhakir will meet me. Dhakir alim, dhakir afir, dhakir qari, dhakir saim, dhakir qaim, dhakir haji. All of these dhakir, they will be, if they are dhakir and they have this noor instilled within them, with this noor, they will meet me. Tahiyyatum yawma yaqawnahu salam. Will we do dhikr, brothers? This is the dhikr of Allah. The purpose, listen to the state of my Hazrat Sahib, what did he used to say? Subhanallah. He said that if you want to see, brothers, that your dhikr is going in the right way, is succeeding, this person thinks, isn't he? Then what is the sign for this, the measurement gauge, that my dhikr is succeeding? Not that from 10 years I'm doing, 15 years, 60 years I'm doing dhikr, there's no connection with the success. This could happen within a day, you should have success. Within an hour, in the first sabak, that lesson straight away, success should come. Straight away. I say, rather, soon as you do the ziyarah of the shaykh, it starts the success. It doesn't take long to attain Allah, my brothers. It doesn't take long. Allah is so close to us, our Rabb. Not, oh, after 10 years, then I'll find Allah. No, no. True ashik lover. True ashik lover. I swear by Allah, in the first sighting of my shaykh, I did the first sighting of my shaykh prior to the didar. There was no bigger wali in this dunya, but after Hazrat Didar, there was no one, there was no bigger sinner than me in the dunya. But after seeing Hazrat Sahib, there was no, that person, the change that came in the first nish, in the first sitting, because the dialogue between me and Hazrat Sahib was this. They said, why have you come? I said, I've come to leave the dunya and to find Allah, to attain Allah. And the first dialogue between me and Hazrat Sahib was this. He said, if this is what you've come to do, then sit in front of me, and when you won't leave this sitting until I don't give to you what you've come for. There was time of Dhuhr. When I left, it was Isha time. And me and Hazrat in the Hujra in the room present, the Salah Jama was taking place there. This is the point when you are making the deal. Make the deal properly, brothers. True ashik, leave as the true ashik. And I knew what I'd have to leave. My whole career ended there and then. 3 degrees, MSc, dunya, PhD, everything went down to waste. And for years I swept the streets, swept in the homes, and sold bread, and worked as a laborer with my hands. Brothers, you have to sell yourself. You have to sell yourself. So dunya, ayashi, enjoyment, and kingdom, money, maal, dunya, alcohol, woman, everything to one side, choice. On the other hand, fakiri and simplicity and nothing else. But yawma yalqawnahu salam abdun ajran kareema. It was waiting. Allah Ta'ala will accept our efforts. And that time that will come, what will we get that time? The announcement will be made, this is your palace, this wife is yours, everything, this is yours. Nobody will ask you, nobody will come and interfere and poke their nose. Nobody will do that there. When everything's discharged, for example, you get a car, then, for example, this one, when you buy a new car, depreciation, house depreciation by thereafter, whatever is yours, it will be appreciation. Today, the husn, you'll have beauty, and insan will be very handsome, beautiful, and there'll be a bazaar in Jannah, marketplace. When he goes through that marketplace and comes back, his wife will be amazed. Are you that same man? The hurs will say, are you that same man? He says, yes. They say, Allahu Akbar, so handsome, you become even more handsome after you come back from the marketplace. More handsome now. The husn will be increased and increased and increased. Everything in the in the hereafter will be increased and multiplied. Do you want these things, brothers? Or do you just want to hear about it? You want it? Ya ayyuhalladhina dhikrun kathira wa subhu bukratun wasila. Every moment be immersed in the dhikr of Allah. That's it. That's it. This is not story. Deen is not a story. Not from debates, not from bayans, not from wise lectures, not from talking. Masjids are filled with talks and debates, and there's wah wah. But when a person jumps into the ocean, remember this, then he learns how to tread the water. If you stay standing, say, I tell you, tread water, tread water. Say, how do I tread water, how do I tread water? You won't learn to tread. You have to jump into, if you stand on the bank, on the coast, you'll never learn to tread water. You have to jump into the water, this is the point. And if you keep on living in dunya, dunya, Hazrat Sahib said, yes. He was asked, Hazrat, the dhikr, success, what's the sign of success? That my dhikr, is it going successful or not? 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's not bad, as I said, it can happen within minutes. Hazrat Sahib said, the sign of success of your dhikr is this, that via dhikr, if your dunya love is eliminated, diminishing, and you consider yourself as a tenant in the world, and the love of the hereafter is increasing, then the stamp is applied. Not just that your dhikr is successful, the stamp is applied that you have become the wali Allah, kutub abdal you have become. Kutub abdal. And whether in the world nobody accepts you or not, but your name's written on that list. So, this is what we need to attain, the destination via dhikr. And dislike of dunya doesn't mean hatred. No, it means that the love of dunya shouldn't stay in the heart. Yes, we have a need to live in the world. Don't consider it as yours. Everything is strange. We have no permanent connection with this. According to need, keep the connection with the world. Relationship with the world. Yes, that's a topic. Because, for example, we need to cover our bodies, cover our satar, we need clothes, we need to eat food, we need roti, we need bread. But Allah Ta'ala hasn't said that don't fulfill your means. But Allah says that don't end the relationship with the world due to your needs. No, but end the relationship of love with the world. There's a difference between love and needs. Just like, for example, you know you have the boat on the surface of the water. It doesn't sink. It stays afloat. It sinks when? When does the boat sink? When the water comes into the boat, then that boat sinks into the water, isn't it? So in the same way the human being, when he has love of the world, that's what happens, the impact. That you should stay afloat in the world, afloat, light. Just keep it to the needs and you'll never sink in the dunya. But when the water comes into the boat, just like the boat sinks, if there's so much love comes into your heart, you are drowning, you don't know about halal, haram, day, night, morning, this house I want to make, and I want to give this one, that person's name, transfer this, lying, fraudster, cheating, lying, stealing. This is love of the dunya. This is not dunya. That you're earning halal for your children, you're buying clothes for your children, you're preparing for the home, for their food, for their needs and their wants and their studies and academia. This isn't love of the world, this is ibadah. This is worship. This is worship. To earn qasbi halal is ibadah. But, to fill your stomach, apart from that, fill the treasure chests, the safes, and doing wasteful earning, haram, halal, no decency, no timings, no namaz, no jamaat in the masjid, nothing. Just bopping up down sujood. This is dunya. This is wasteful life. Halal earning, Allah hasn't told us not to do that. To earn halal, if you earn halal, then subhanallah, it's total ibadah. Worship is total ibadah. And within that, earning halal, praying salah, you will get the taste, the beautiful taste when you pray salah. Within the earning of halal, there's a unique taste. Yes, Islam doesn't tell us to do that. Allah Ta'ala has created us, given us a stomach, attached it to our bodies. We have needs and wants. You can understand what I'm saying here. So do you understand when dhikr comes into you, Allah says, when I instill the love of dhikr, then وَيُخْرِجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ When I take the darkness of the world out, the greed out, you'll understand halal, what is halal dunya, what is haram dunya. You'll get the standard, you'll understand it. So for this reason, a person does dhikr, that the Quran has said, do dhikr, you'll attain this feeling, emotion, if you don't do dhikr, all life long you'll bop around, you'll be a sick person, and you'll remain sick. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the tawfiq, ameen. Recite the rutin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمين وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا هزلنا وجدنا ختمنا عبدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت وما ظلمت انت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وثبتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين نبيين صديقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا. يا دافي البريات ادفع بريئاتنا. يا شافي المرض اشف مرضنا. یا اللہ جتنے لوگ بیمار ہیں کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرما. میرے اللہ جو بھی اس موذی مرض میں مبتلا ہے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل خاص سے سب کو بیماروں کو میرے مولا شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے اس مسجد کے خاص نمازی خادم بلکہ مسجد کی رونق سلمان کولا صاحب بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو صحت کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے اور بہت جلد واپس ان کو مسجد میں پھر خدمت پہ لگائے. اور بھی جتنے بیمار ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. ہمارے ایک ساتھی ذکر کے ان کے والد صاحب پاکستان میں آج فوت ہو چکے ہیں, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے. اللہ کی رحمت میں وہ پہنچ گئے. اللہ پاک ان سے اپنا خاص کرم والا معاملہ فرمائے. یا اللہ ان کے لیے رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے, ان کی قبر کو کشادہ کر دے, جنت کی کیاری بنا دے. یا اللہ ان کے تمام سیدہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما کے. یا اللہ تمام سیاحت حسنات میں بدل دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کے لیے اپنے ان کے لواحقین پہ یا میرے مولا تو عجر و صبر نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ان کے پسمان کو صبر نصیب فرما, خاص طور پر ان کو جو بے کا ذاکر بھی ہے شاکر بھی ہے اور اللہ کے راستے پہ نکلا ہے میرے مولا. ان کے تمام ممالک کے نیک امال جو ان کے والد کے لیے منتخب فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم سب کے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما میرے مولا, ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما. تمام مومنت مومنات کی بخشش فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ آج جو جس مجلس میں شامل ہوئے میرے مولا, دنیا میں جس جس مقام سے بھی لوگ اس مسجد میں شامل ہیں ہاتھ اٹھائے ہوئے, یا اللہ ہم سب کی حاجاتوں کو پورا فرما. یا اللہ ان کی مشکل خاتوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ شعبان یہ راتیں ان کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں رمضان آسان نصیب فرما. یا اللہ سہولت کے ساتھ رمضان نصیب فرما. رمضان کی ساری رونقیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ رمضان کی رونق قرآن نصیب فرما, تلاوت قرآن نصیب فرما, صبح اور شام و رات تلاوت قرآن نصیب فرما. یا اللہ سارے احسان نامل کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو بھی تم نے فضائل نعمتیں انعامات رمضان میں رکھے میرے مولا تو ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں رمضان تک خیری تو عافیت کے ساتھ پہنچا. یا اللہ تو اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہم سب کی ہم دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. میرے مولا اس ذکر کی مجلس کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس کی انعامات ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو آج ذکر کی فضیلت ہم تک پہنچی ہے میرے مولا, ہماری زندگی کے اندر اس کو اتار دے ذکر کو میرے مولا. یا اللہ اس روح کو ہمارے ذکر کی ہمارے جسم میں اتار دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں پکا اور سچا ذاکر بنا دے میرے مولا. یا کریم تو ایسے انسانوں کے ساتھ ہماری دوستی کر میرے مولا جو ذکر کرنے والے ہوں, فکر کرنے والے ہوں میرے مولا, صحیح راستے پہ چلنے والے ہوں. شیطان اور نفس کے شرور سے ہمیں بچا میرے مولا, سستیوں سے غفلت سے ہمیں بچا میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو میں صحت و عافیت کے ساتھ میرے مولا تو اپنے ہم نیک بندوں میں شامل عطا فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام حاجاتوں کو پورا فرما دے, مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے, گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما میرے مولا, ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا میرے مولا. یا کریم ہمیں حلال رزق عطا فرما. یا اللہ حلال طیب رزق حاصل کرنے کی ہمیں کوششیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم تیرے ذکر کے ساتھ ہی تمام چیزوں کو کما سکیں میں دنیا بھی آخرت بھی میرے مولا, ہمیں ذکر کے ساتھ کمانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانی صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.